Kelly Clarkson's got some choice words for Troye Sivan. We've got Lauren Gray in the studio talking new music. Jack Harlow gears up for his acting debut. We find out which artists are worth the Ticketmaster stress. And we've got a crop of new bops in your Friday Music Guide. Hey, I'm Tetris. This is Billboard News. It's April 21st. Let's kick off our Friday Music Guide. I've been trying to give it to you all night. What's it gonna take to get you all alone? Yay, my woo-ah queen. Kim Petras is here with Alone, and it features Nicki Minaj. Well, this cake, he doing a tasting. I send shots, get ready, they may sting. It is Barbie and it's Kim Petras. Make care of the syndrome, they extras. We'll have more new music for you throughout the show, but for now, it's our top story. Who could ever have an issue with Kelly Clarkson? Well, it looks like Troye Sivan better watch his back.
What did I do to upset Kelly Clarkson?
Troye posted this clip from the Kelly Clarkson show where it sounds like she calls him out. And Kelly reposted the video on her Insta with the caption, "Troye Sivan, you know what you did." The actual lyric is "Sabotage your choice of art. Who the hell do you think you are?" from her new song, Mine. Someone's gonna show you how a heart can
be used like you did mine. This part kind of slays though, like, imagine. I make this like my theme song, where every time I walk out somewhere, they have to play this part.
While we do not endorse any feuds in the music industry, we love this interaction. Now time for a duet. Suga has arrived with a full album under his August D persona called D-Day. And with lyrics like "slaves to capitalism, slaves to money, slaves to hatred and prejudice, slaves to YouTube," he's got BTS's army on alert. Now let's get to our interview with one of the most followed musicians on TikTok. Lauren Gray just dropped her first album as an independent artist, and Rania Nipto sat down with her to talk about her new creative freedom.
This was my first chance to create a story. So I even picked the singles based off of not even what I thought the best songs were on the album, but what I thought best fit the story that I was trying to create. I was really inspired by Donnie Darko, and I wanted to create an entity that existed outside of me that I could play off of. In the last video, there's like a big reveal and it all comes together, but I'm really interested to see how other people interpret it before I give my version. I told you so.
I told you so. You took a bit of a unconventional route, because usually you hear the independent artists who release music independently and then get signed to a label and then start. You did the opposite.
Everything for me is backwards, because usually you make the music, you grow the audience, and then it grows from there. For me, it was, you have this audience, now what do we do? Doctor diagnosed me as a madness. I almost feel like everyone was afraid to touch my project. Like, no one really wanted to develop an artist. And the way I've always looked at it is my social media presence and everything that I've built there means nothing when it comes to my music, because music is a completely different audience and it should be treated that way.
For the full interview, head over to billboard.com. Latto has dropped a new track that has another hip-hop girl taking offense. Smoking on that gas, blunt, big as Coi Leray. Bitches like to run their mouth, but I'm the type to run a fake. Well, Coi Leray didn't take that as a compliment. She tweeted, "Latto, bye. Here you go talking about my body. Please do not come on here and talk about nobody body. LOL, like seriously. Let's hope it's a misunderstanding."
I just noticed you're not getting enough legs on a new shot. Are you dehydrated?
Jack Harlow is making the move from behind the mic to in front of the camera.
Are you ready? Yes, I am.
Jack Harlow is making his acting debut in the remake of the 90s classic comedy, White Men Can't Jump. The First Class rapper plays a self-care-loving rich kid who is shockingly good at basketball, much to his rival's surprise, played by Cinqua Walls.
You assumed I couldn't hoop because I'm white, which is incredibly outdated.
No, I assumed you couldn't hoop because you were dressed like a white girl at Whole Foods.
The original film, released in 1992, starred Woody Harrelson and Wesley Snipes, along with Rosie Perez. You can catch Jack showing off his basketball skills when the film releases on Hulu on May 19th. If you're still feeling the 420 vibes, well, Bebe Rexha is here with Satellite featuring Snoop Dogg.
Seatbelt on, prepared to take flight. I'm the captain here, my dear. No veers, just stare through the atmosphere.
2023 is shaping up to be an epic year for concerts, but it's not always easy getting tickets for your faves. So we asked folks at Rolling Loud who they jump through hoops to see.
Who would you go through Ticketmaster stress to see? 8 hours on the computer, gotta get the access code, $1,000 front row.
Beyonce.
Did you get Beyonce?
I didn't.
Oh, Beyonce. Easy.
Did you get tickets to Beyonce?
No. I ain't got money like that, you know. I can make it a Rolling Loud, but not Beyonce.
You know what? After the Super Bowl, Rihanna?
I don't know if you could take it.
Yeah, bro, come on. I'd spend my 8 hours doing that
for Cardi, for sure. Cardi, every time. I just went to see him last night. It was lit.
I'd have to say Frank Ocean. I would go through hell and back for a Frank Ocean ticket, for sure.
Girl, you know you love.
I would have to say Travis Scott. 12-figure state plan,
that was the escape plan. Oh yeah, you definitely know the answer. It's Travis.
I'm in the merch.
I've been to like 10, 12 Travis shows. It's worth it every time.
You got the Travis Scott fans right here. Who would you go through the Ticketmaster stress to see their show?
Future, 100%.
Hold on to your favorite, and I need you to be there.
He's my favorite artist.
Of all time?
Yep, of all time. That's why he came from London.
And who is your favorite artist? Who would you sit through that stress for?
I would probably be Drake or Chris Brown.
Hey, okay, I feel like the Chris Brown tickets you can come across. Drake, that's gonna be a struggle.
Yeah.
Before we go, here's one more song to get your weekend started. Rita Ora and Fatboy Slim have joined for Praising You. She talked to us about her sound.
I got up, I flew to Australia to do the voice over there, and, you know, I met somebody who changed me forever. Meeting Tyka, who is my husband, I definitely never felt that before, and so I just wrote it all down and I thought, okay, I think it's time to make some music again. And here we are.
That's it for our show. Make sure you come back next week when we give you a full rundown of Coachella Weekend 2. I'm Tetris Kelly, and this is Billboard News.